Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to a recent report from the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, known as DHEC, our state ranks 8th in the nation in new cases of AIDS per capita, with Columbia ranking 5th, Charleston 22nd, and Greenville 51st. And our next guest says that 40% of our state's new cases are aged 20 to 29, young people just entering the workforce, which she believes could lead to a significant impact on our economy. Elizabeth McClendon is a consultant with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and a volunteer with the HIV Committee of the Episcopal Diocese of Upper South Carolina in Columbia. And today, she's in our studio. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me. I welcome the opportunity.
How did this show up on your radar, the youth statistic that I mentioned?
I have been tracking the statistics for years, and I'm most horrified about the youth statistics because in South Carolina, even though the age 20 to 29 are only 7% of our population, as you said, they're 40% of the new cases of HIV/AIDS. The young people, 20 to 29, are our community's seed corn. They are our future policemen, our future doctors, our governors, our politicians, our nurses, and everyone that we depend on. And so we need to make sure that whether they're living with HIV or not, that our young people have an opportunity to thrive. The good news is that if someone acquires HIV infection and they stay in ongoing treatment, they can end up living a normal lifespan and do everything anybody else does, including having children with very specific measures being taken to ensure that the child doesn't get HIV. The next point is that if the person is successful in reducing the amount of virus in his or her system to an undetectable level, that many studies are showing that they're incapable of passing on the HIV to their partner. The third big thing is that the HIV medications and care are so good these days that it's simply impossible to tell who has HIV and who does not.
The medications that you mentioned, I'm assuming they are still expensive, and are they covered by most healthcare insurance plans?
Yes, the expense is roughly, and this is sort of an old figure, but it's a good average figure, is about $20,000 a year per person, and that's for both their HIV medication and their care. And the thing that worries me the most is that because healthcare costs keep going up, that so many businesses are finding it prohibitively expensive to continue to provide health care for their employees.
What is the business community doing in regards to this issue?
What I hope they're doing, and what they can, if they're not doing it, they could do, is to ensure that anybody living with HIV is healthy and thriving, and they can achieve that by, as a business leader, encouraging everyone to get tested. National HIV Testing Day is observed every June 27th, and South Carolina holds free HIV testing events throughout the state, both at health departments and at AIDS service organizations and clinics, and many churches and other community groups will hold free HIV testing events on or around June 27th. So a business leader tested him or herself, even if he or she does not think they're at risk. That will set an example so that other people will not be fearful of getting tested. And my favorite story is about the pastor in North Columbia who preached in a sermon one Sunday morning about the efficacy of getting tested. He urged people to go out of the church and to get tested in the mobile testing unit that was parked out in the church parking lot. And that man got down from the pulpit, walked down the aisle and out, and was the first person to get tested. Now that is leadership. Obviously, you need to keep the results confidential. And then the other thing that a business leader can do is create a workforce of knowledgeable and compassionate people who know how you get HIV and how you don't. And one way to do that is to invite in speakers from local AIDS service organizations and the health department to teach about prevention, treatment, and care.
Elizabeth, one more time, give us that date for National HIV Testing Day here in South Carolina.
National HIV Testing Day is observed every year on June 27th, but the actual testing event in your community may be just before or just after that day.
Elizabeth, thanks for stopping by our studio.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Elizabeth McClendon is a consultant with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and a volunteer with the HIV Committee of the Episcopal Diocese of Upper South Carolina, both organizations in Columbia. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.